Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about tips and tricks when it comes to networking and finding a mentor. And there is no one better to talk about the topic of networking and finding a mentor than my guest, Lori DeSanctis. Lori, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, of course. She is what I will call, I don't know how she feels about this. This is the first time I've said this, so correct me if I'm wrong here. She is the queen of the mentoring. She is queen of mentoring and networking, and that's why she's here. So for our listeners who are not familiar with your important work, and you should be if you're not, the Career Pathways Office does something called the Mentorship Program. So kind of give us the spiel on the Mentorship Program. What is it? What do you do?
Yeah, definitely. So I do manage the Dornsife Mentorship Program. It's an incredible program for all Dornsife students, whether you have a major in Dornsife or a minor in Dornsife, if you're a progressive degree, whatever it is, all Dornsife students are invited. And we have USC Dornsife mentors all over the world who can't wait to meet you. The program is a 9-week networking experience. Students are matched with a USC alum mentor who works in the field or for the company that they're interested in. They can work together on resumes, practicing interview techniques, projects. They can learn all about what it's like to work in that industry. One of the best parts of the program is it's customizable, so it works around each independent student's schedule, their major, what they want to do, and which activities are most useful to them.
I know what it is, and I love it every single time hearing you talk about it because it is so valuable. It's kind of that thing that bridges the gap between, oh, do I actually want to do this? And yeah, I really think I want to do this. So what do you think the value of a mentor is? Why should students have a mentor, in your opinion?
Well, and for me, for this program, these are not just mentors. They're USC Trojan mentors. They have been where our students are right now, and they can help them make the most out of their time at USC and beyond. They can also be a sounding board. If the student doesn't really know what they want to do after graduation, they can help them figure that out. If the student has a clear post-graduation plan, the mentor can help introduce them to professionals in the industry who may be able to help them land that first job.
Yeah. And I think that's why I love this mentorship program. And a misconception that I often hear when I'm talking to students when it comes to this program in specific or just finding a mentor in general, it's that idea of I don't really know if I want to go into career advising. Let's use that because that's what I do. I have a student. I don't know if I want to go into career advising. So should I have a mentor? Should I join the mentorship program in that field when I don't know if that's what I want to do? And do you ever have that pop up with your students where it's like, oh, I thought I wanted to become a doctor, and then they do the mentorship program and then maybe they don't?
That actually comes up a lot. We have students that are maybe trying to decide between two or three different careers. You are allowed to do the program more than once. So they might join one semester with one mentor and then completely switch. I get students who are in a panic because they just spent 4 years pre-med and they definitely don't want to do that. Maybe they want to do law or they don't know. So it really is the best place to come and find that out. Our mentors also serve as life coaches. So even if you know exactly what you want to do, they can still help you get there, but also help you just kind of round out the rest of your post-graduation journey to make sure that you're on the right path.
Yeah. And when it comes to, yes, we have the Dornsife mentorship program. It is a program. If listeners, if you are not part of this program, if you have not heard of it, get on Lori's list. It is the thing to do. I recommend it to every single student that I talk to if they are eligible for it. I love this program. So outside of this program, Lori, how would you recommend somebody find a mentor or go about kind of creating those relationships in program, out of program?
That's a great question. Our program does fill up every semester, so there are a lot of students who don't get in, but we do have other resources for them. So outside of the mentorship program, the best place to find a mentor is on the USC Trojan Network platform. It is something that you can find just by Googling USC Trojan Network. It's run through PeopleGrow, so don't let that confuse you when you see that at the top. It's better than LinkedIn for many reasons. First of all, everyone on there is a Trojan and therefore a part of the Trojan family. Second of all, they already said yes, they'll meet with students and help them on their post-graduation journeys. Third, you can message alumni directly and the message is sent to their email address rather than their LinkedIn account. You can even request a meeting with them right then and there. The alumni that I've talked to that receive these messages from students are very excited when it happens, and the response rate is very high.
Yeah, and that is another thing that I love is the Trojan Network, and really kind of what you were talking about of you have to put yourself out there. Mentors are professionals. The best mentors are the people in the industry working in it, doing it. And so as much as they may want to help students, they may or may not have the time to find you as a student. You kind of need to go out and talk to them, build those relationships, kind of build those mentorships. Because I truly believe, and you can correct me if you're wrong, like I said, you're the queen of mentorships and networking. I don't know. I believe that networking is a two-way street. That yes, the mentors, when you set up a networking opportunity with your mentor, whoever you're networking with, you're asking for information, you're asking to build those relationships, but they're also learning from you. It kind of goes two ways. So with networking, finding mentors, however you define networking, and I guess I should take a step back. I'm getting ahead of myself. Please join us for part two of our conversation with Lori DeSanctis on networking and mentoring.